This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd. U.S. election officials in key battleground states continue to press forward with vote counting 2 days after Election Day. Former Vice President Joe Biden is urging patience while President Donald Trump is pursuing legal options, insisting that the processing of ballots should be stopped.
I ask everyone to stay calm, all the people to stay calm. The process is working. The count is being completed, and we'll know very soon.
At the White House Thursday evening, U.S. President Donald Trump said, without any evidence, that illegal votes are being counted, and that is why his margins are shrinking.
If you count the legal votes, I easily win. If you count the illegal votes, they can try to steal the election from us.
Biden appears to be pushing closer to winning the presidency, while Trump's path to re-election has become very narrow, though still possible. To stave off defeat, he needs victories in all four of the remaining battlegrounds, Pennsylvania, North Carolina, Georgia, and Nevada. The resurgence of coronavirus cases throughout Europe is putting new strains on the continent's health systems, while Greece announced a nationwide lockdown. AP's Karen Chamas reports.
Greek Prime Minister Kyriakos Mitsotakis said that he acted earlier than other European countries because Greece couldn't afford to wait as long to impose restrictions as others had. In England, thirsty drinkers guzzled their final freshly poured pints in a pub the day before the UK government imposed a one-month lockdown. The streets of London remained quiet and abandoned as Boris Johnson spoke to the English population.
In England, from today, we're once again asking you to stay at home.
In recent days, many European nations have reported their highest daily virus death tolls in months. Karen Chamas, London.
This is VOA News. Ethiopia's parliament on Thursday validated a six-month state of emergency in the rebellious northern Tigray region, where the federal government has launched a military campaign despite international pleas for negotiation to avoid a civil war. The state of emergency was announced Wednesday by cabinet ministers, hours after Prime Minister Abiy Ahmed ordered troops into Tigray in response to a deadly attack on a federal military base in the regional capital. Abiy's administration blames the Tigray People's Liberation Front, or TPLF, which controls the regional government, for authorizing the attack. The Tigray regional government said Thursday that Ethiopian military forces have bombarded locations near Mekele. A reporter for VOA's Horn of Africa service said that he heard military aircraft passing over the city around 3 o'clock local time. Ethiopia's federal government has made no comment regarding the reported attack, and VOA has not confirmed any airstrikes in the region. A North Korean man who crossed the heavily fortified border with South Korea has said he wants to defect to the South. Reuters' Gloria So has more.
A North Korean man who crossed the heavily fortified border with the South has said he wants to defect, according to Seoul officials on Thursday. The man was taken into custody the day before in the demilitarized zone separating the two Koreas, just hours after he was spotted crossing barbed wire fences installed along the border, prompting an urgent search operation. South Korea's Joint Chiefs of Staff said Thursday authorities have launched an investigation into how the man managed to cross the frontier. The attempted defection comes just as Seoul reopens tours to the southern part of the DMZ. The tours had been suspended in October of last year after an outbreak in North Korea of African swine fever.
That's Reuters' Gloria So. Weekly unemployment applications reflect the continued economic vice of the coronavirus pandemic. AP's Jennifer King explains.
The Labor Department reports the number of Americans seeking unemployment benefits fell slightly last week to 751,000. Before the virus struck in March, the weekly figure remained below 300,000 for more than five straight years. The pace of hiring has weakened. 4.8 million were added in June, but only 661,000 in September. Economists are forecasting an additional slowdown when the government issues their October jobs report on Friday. Rising virus rates and falling temperatures mean many consumers may choose to stay home to avoid infection, and dwindling business could force employers to slash more jobs during the winter. Jennifer King, Washington.
You can find more on these stories and the rest of the day's news at voanews.com. You can also follow us on the VOA mobile app. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd, VOA News.